Mr. Chair, since this is my first time to take the floor, allow me to congratulate you in taking over the chairmanship of our group, and the Philippines is delighted to see you here in Geneva. And please be assured of my delegation's constructive support. And we also thank you for exploring creative modalities that allow us to participate in a meaningful manner, despite the disruptions caused by the pandemic. And we also thank you for exercising diplomatic skills earlier today and demonstrating the spirit of multilateralism. The Philippines aligns itself with the position of the non-aligned movement as articulated in the document presented by Venezuela. There is a need for full deliberations of ethical, legal, moral, technical, as well as international security questions concerning laws. We should continue to endeavor to produce concrete policy recommendations, the best option for which would be a legally binding instrument stipulating prohibitions or regulations on laws. We should ensure that our efforts are not overtaken by rapid changes in science, technology, and innovation. Like all states, the Philippines reserves the right to take advantage of emerging technologies and scientific innovation, including AI applications, in pursuit of its socio-economic and security needs. There is value in balancing the fulfillment of our humanitarian obligations with exigencies of national security and socio-economic development. We are currently in the process of developing our national policies on emerging technologies in the area of laws. At the same time, we reaffirm our commitment to constructively participating in this group's efforts to build a robust, future-proof, normative, and operational framework on the area of laws. Like many others, the Philippines believes that the CCW is the proper forum in this regard. The Philippines believes that the GGE's work should continue to, first, highlight the primacy of international law, including international humanitarian law and international human rights law, the centrality of the human element in any weapon system, especially those that has autonomous features, and third, the responsibility of states in ensuring that the development, acquisition, and deployment of any weapon systems are in compliance with international humanitarian law. We also fully support the statement given by my colleague from the Irish delegation on the need to integrate the gender analysis in the course of our work this week. Mr. Chair, the 11 guiding principles represent an important step in our efforts. The Philippines see these guiding principles as a foundation that the GGE's work can build upon and a resource that could help states craft national policies in practice. Beyond these guiding principles, however, there is still a need for the establishment of a robust, future-proof regime of norms that will govern the area of laws, especially in the context of rapid technological advancement. The international community must ensure that the multilateral global governance regime is able to keep up with these rapid changes. I thank you, Mr. Chair.